The following program is sponsored by Linda's Construction. This is the WCCO Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Linda's Construction. One call, one contractor. Linda's Construction provides Minnesota and Wisconsin with the best products and workmanship. They provide leaf guard gutters, asphalt roofing, metal roofing, season guard replacement windows, exterior siding, remodeling, new construction, and more. If you've got questions, they've got answers this hour. Here's Denny Long and Andy Lindis.
On this Saturday in CCO land, this is the hour we take your home improvement questions by phone or by text. Andy Lindis is in studio. I want to find out what he's been doing. I know you've been doing a lot, you and your crews. We'll catch up on you. It's been a week since we chatted. We are going to be at the State Fair.
As usual.
In fact, Lindis is going to have a couple of different places there.
We are in the grandstand, the upper level, right? Very, very excited. Not every day at the Marvin Infinity booth, but if you stop at our booth, every day we can bring you over to the Marvin Infinity booth. But about 8 days this year that we'll have representation at the Marvin Infinity booth. I do know that the big guy from Marvin, as he likes to be called, the Pope of Prior Lake, will be at the Marvin Infinity booth, and we are offering free labor on the installation of Marvin Infinity windows this year at the fair. Via you can sign up on our website, you can call us on our 1-800 number to get these estimates, or come to the fair and sign up. But during the fair, anybody that wants a bid or an estimate for Marvin Infinity windows, if you choose to get it, you're getting free installation. That's 100% off of labor. That on some jobs can be $2,500 to $3,000 discount, but with the help of Marvin and what we're trying to do and make this market a Marvin market, which it should be, because, you know, I've tested. I have these windows in my home, Denny, or in my office, and I've tested other windows, both south-facing windows, triple pane, double pane. And the difference, it's a double pane window, but with the coatings that Marvin puts on it, it was 4 degrees warmer when it was 0 degrees outside than any of the other windows I have in my office facing south. So that made me a big believer. That tells me that these windows are going to have a really hard time frosting up. And with the type of woodwork on the inside, and we're about to have pre-finishing available, but we can match anything. And couple that with the guys that install them from Lindis Construction, and now you have about as good a window as you can possibly get. So free labor on that.
Free labor.
Free labor on leaf guard gutters. So we do have a lot of specials going on. We're very busy. But windows and gutters, we can still get a lot of that done this fall. We're still taking orders for roofing this fall, believe it or not. We're making some headway on that. It's been 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. Well, I shouldn't say that. We want to work 7 days a week, but there's always two or three rain days, that's mixed in.
Mother Nature. We've
been working our way through that. I've been on a lot of roofing jobs, a lot of siding jobs this week, and just very, very grateful for the guys I get to work with, both from the guys that supply us in the materials, the guys that manufacture the materials, and, of course, the guys that install them for me. True craftsmen, and we've ran into some things that we didn't see coming this week, and the delays were very, very small, and they were able to pick up and go get more materials. I mean, I'm talking broken trusses, rotten wood, rotten walls.
These are from
windows.
Other jobs, not yours.
Yes, I'm trying to replace this stuff. I'm fixing them, and we're tearing into it, and we're finding some things that other contractors did that just is making our life a little bit harder. But thankfully, my guys are very good at what they do, so we've been able to pick it up. And small delays, you know, usually about a half a day to work our way through some of these things, but we've gotten through it, and we're a lot of jobs we've been on till 9 o'clock at night finishing up. So it's
You've been in this business a long time, but you and I were just started talking about this off the air. But this has opened up your eyes, hasn't it, on these other construction companies?
Oh, very much so. With what's going on right now, you know, a manufacturer rep was telling me he was on a job, and the guys put the starter on, and then they put the ice and water shield over the top of the starter, which is it's not the way it's supposed to be done. The exact opposite after. And I'm like, who would do that? And the next day, I'm up on a roof installing some stuff, and I look over. There's a storm damage, so there's roofs going on all over. And I look over at the next roof getting done by not our crews, and they're doing the same darn thing. And I'm like,
backwards.
So it's and none of them are replacing sheeting. I don't see plywood and stuff getting done at most of these, and we're usually finding at least a couple of sheets that need to be replaced. So I really worry about what type of things are going to happen this winter once people have some leaking skylights. I've already gotten two phone calls from people that have roofs done this year that have skylights leaking. I mean, it's pretty easy and pretty inexpensive to buy the actual flashing kits, the new flashing kits for the skylights. That are gonna, you come to one of my jobs and there's skylights on there, you're going to see Velux flashing kits in the pilot of shingles. You drive around most neighborhoods, you're not seeing that. So it's
that's what you guys did to my house.
It's exactly what we did to your house. Yeah. Those flashing kits are not that expensive for you're putting on for us anyways. It's a 50-year roof. So really excited. Very thankful GAF has the partnership that we have with them. They we do a lot of specialty shingles and getting guys to do that the right way of I've got trainers on a lot of our jobs looking and inspecting and helping us, and it's fun to see a good team come together.
You're kind of excited about
this. I'm very excited. I've had more fun at work the last 2 weeks, Denny, than I've had in a long time. I told my people in my office, I said, you guys better get used to me being not here because
I'm in the field.
I'm in the field. I'm working, man. Now it's I want to be with the guys. It's definitely it's been a lot of fun. It's neat to meet the homeowners and everything. So it's all hands on deck right now. All of us are out 6 days a week. It's been a blast, but lots more work to do.
And we certainly welcome, as we started this conversation with the Minnesota State Fair, come and see Lindis in the upper level of the grandstand.
Yes.
But where's the other booth, the Marvin?
You got to walk right by it before you get to Lindis' booth.
So
right
nearby.
As you come into the upper level, right off that ramp, you'll see the Marvin Infinity window. We'll have a ton of samples. There'll be people from Marvin there. There'll be people from our companies there. So if you have any questions, you can touch and feel, see the different woodwork, see the different finishings that we can do for you and the different styles of windows. It's going to be an awesome fair. Hopefully the weather holds out, both so we can actually do things and enjoy the fair.
And then come and see us in the 9 o'clock hour at the CCO broadcast.
Absolutely. Eric Kuby is going to join us on the very first Saturday. I have a really neat story on a job from him today. I'm on a job and things aren't going well. We got rotten wood everywhere, and you know, it's just been one of those days. And Eric calls me with just the best pick-me-up story. He's on a job, giant remodel that we're going to be doing. And he gets there and the customer says to him, we're only getting one bid. You're our guy, and I'm going to tell you why. A couple years ago, you guys were roofing my neighbor's house, and we had a death in the family, and it was emergency, and people were coming over, and the lawn was just getting starting to mow, and the mower was out there, and your guy working on the neighbor's house heard what was going on, came over, grabbed the lawnmower, finished mowing the lawn for us, and we knew at that moment, if we ever need any work done, we're calling Lindis.
What a nice story.
It was a cool story, and the guy that did that for them is no longer with us either. He passed away this year.
No kidding.
So hearing that a guy that worked for me, who's no longer with us, it's like somebody from the grave is still helping us. It was
a neat
thing to happen. It was fun to hear, and it was fun to share with his family and friends, for sure.
Well, I guess. Great story. Hang on, Andy. We need to take a break. We invite our listeners to call in now or text in. If you have a home improvement, any kind of a home improvement question, call us at 651-989-9226. Or if you prefer, send Andy a text, 81807.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
A good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show brought to us by our friends at Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis is in studio today. Did I spell it yet? No. Lindus. And we hope you come and see us at the Minnesota State Fair. If you can't make it to the booth or the broadcast center, you've got a couple of choices there. We look forward to that. We have a lot of fun with folks out there.
Yeah, it's the fair. I mean, it's as good as it gets, isn't it?
It's
food. It's people. There's deals to be had. There's concerts. There's music. There's beer gardens. I mean, what more can a guy ask for?
All of the above.
Uh-huh.
We hope you come and see us anyway. We'll be there in the 9 o'clock hour both Saturdays at the broadcast center.
Yes.
We don't like to call it the booth because it's not a booth. It's a state fair broadcast center.
Yeah, remodeled by Lindis Construction, LP Smart Side, GAF Shingles, just all the things we're putting up in all around the Twin
and
Cities.
Great windows that work.
And, of course, right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies.
Absolutely.
Always stop by the booth with cookies.
Absolutely. All right, 651-989-9226. That's our phone number if you have a home improvement question. Or send a text, 81807. A question is, do you do estimates and or work anywhere in Minnesota? Of course you do.
Of course.
All
and,
the time.
You know, Lindis Construction doesn't travel all over Minnesota,
right.
But I do have friends that work in Mankato, the St. Cloud area, it's extreme western Minnesota. We do a lot of work in the Rochester area, Red Wing area. If you're looking for a good contractor up in the Brainerd Lakes area, you know, the guys in St. Cloud, Luckin Companies up there, they do as good a job as any. In fact, we share every ounce of information with each other. And if there was two companies that kind of mirror each other, I think it would be us and the Luckins, same types of products and family run. He's second generation and quality over quantity every day of the week. So he does a great job.
Let's see. Can house shutters be painted? Well, yeah.
Of course. You can paint. You remember what's your line? You can paint a couch, can't you?
My friend said, yeah. He said, you can paint a couch if you want. It may not last, but you can paint it. But and the question is, and it's a fair question.
Yeah.
Certainly. Do they need to be primed first? Always.
Always. Yeah. If you want it to last, clean the shutters.
Clean them.
Prime them, and then paint them, and you should be good to go. Be careful removing them if you're going to take them off. These vinyl shutters that have been put on over the years, if they've been outside, they have a tendency to get very brittle. So not only removing them, but a lot of times they break when you're putting them back on the wall because people are over-tightening or they got their...
How about masking them off?
Yes.
And painting them
up there might be... if they're up a couple of stories,
that's true.
Yeah. So, but yeah, just they have a tendency to get a little bit brittle.
Yeah, but you can do it. Certainly, you can do it.
Not very expensive to get new ones.
No. Steve in Minnetonka is on the horn with a question. Go ahead, Steve. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. I bought an unfinished cabin that is on a slab of concrete that is unsealed. And the cabin's about 20 years old.
Okay.
And the insulation on the interior is exposed. So there's no sheetrock on the ceilings or on the walls. And on the ceilings, because the cabin didn't have proper venting, there's no ridge vents or any other venting
had a condensation issue.
Yeah, and so I have topical mold on the insulation. So I'm curious whether or not I can use Kills to just cover it up, or should I strip out the insulation and replace it?
What type of insulation is it? Just out of curiosity, I think the answer is going to be the same.
It's fiberglass with a paper backing.
Yeah, no, take it all out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Take it all out and start over. And I would contact an insulation company and have somebody come in and reblow it and take a look at it too and make sure that you're getting the proper push. It sounds like you're down the right path. You know about the ventilation, what to do there. But make sure not only do you have the proper ventilation on the roof, but you have the proper intake in the soffit areas as well.
Okay. Terrific.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you much. Yep.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye. Steve leaves that line open, 651-989-9226.
My kind of project. You know, over the years, we run into lots of customers that do this. They are able to buy properties like this, you know, for probably under what they're actually valued. And then you look at doing some of this sweat equity and working your way through
it
and really, really gaining so sometimes other people's mistakes can be other people's gains. With a little bit of elbow grease, we can make this a pretty awesome cabin, it sounds like.
All right, a texter. And by the way, if you want to send Andy a text, 81807. I've got two gabled ends on my barn, had a new roof put on. Now when it rains, water runs down through the fascia and down the siding. Any ideas on that issue?
New roof put on. Something's not right, obviously, with the with the flashing or where the water's coming from. I'd be curious to see some pictures on this. And I'm telling you, like I said before.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the roofs going on right now, they're reusing old flashing. They're reusing old drip edge. Sometimes they're trying to take pictures of the old ice and water shield that's on there. I've seen shingles going over the top. You know, these shingles get stuck to the ice and water shield, and they're trying to ice and water shield the shingles that are stuck to other ice and water shield. Nothing's going to stick there. There's a lot of things that aren't going well. And just with all of these customers, a service that we always offer are free inspections. If you're worried about it, send us pictures, send us what the problem is. We'll try to get a crew out there to take a proper look at it and see what we need to do. I know the manufacturers are dreading the next 2 years. They know that they're going to get called on lots of warranty claims, and they're going to get out there, and it's always going to be an installation issue. And that's always going to be a not very fun conversation to have with the customer. Know that every roof that we install will never be an installation issue if it's a problem. It's going to have to be a failure because we get it inspected. There's pictures that go up. There's an app that we use, and the manufacturers have to sign off on it and say, yes, you installed this right. So if something does go wrong, your warranty, which is 50 years, non-prorated, labor, materials, dumpster, permit, nails, you name it, no out-of-pocket expense whatsoever for the customer.
Because everybody signs off on it.
Everybody signs off on it, and you're going to be covered. Now, most manufacturers have a warranty similar to this. GAF has the strongest one. But the vast majority of contractors just don't offer it because there's a lot more that goes into installing that roof than an ordinary roof. And to buy that warranty, it can be, you know, costly. So a lot of guys shy away from it. Me, I'm worried about the next 20 years. So I do everything that I don't have to go back to the ones I worked on this year because, you know what, next year I'm going to be really, really busy working on the new jobs that we have.
That's right.
So.
Any further storm chaser stories have you heard of people knocking on doors?
Oh, there's tons of it. The one I was at this week, the storm chaser came by, the crew came by, walked around the job site, looked at it and goes, too steep, we gone. And they look at it, they're gone. 2 hours later, the actual contractor shows up wondering where his crew is and trying to find them. Know that more often than not, The first person on the job site is going to be somebody that knocks on your door with the Lindis Construction shirt on and is happy. And every one of my crews has as much information as you can possibly have about a project, including pictures, video, Eagle View, measurements, the materials, everything that's going on there, phone numbers to reach whoever they need to reach that owns the property.
Uh-huh.
So they show up. They're not surprised by what they get there. You're not going to have a crew show up and leave on the same day.
It's what a story.
But we see in lots of these things. It's been an interesting few
education.
Weeks up there. Education, for sure.
All right. Hang on, Andy. We have another half hour of the show to go. If you do happen to have a home improvement type of question, send it to us by phone. That number, 989-9226. Or again, you can send a text, 81807. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show here on 830 WCCO. Denny Long here with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. And again, we will be getting into makeup now for next week's State Fair presentation, right?
Yes. By makeup, we mean probably the food stains that we'll have.
The mustard from the
mustard
foot lawns.
From, yeah. Exactly.
And again, maybe some folks joined us a little bit late today, Andy. Lindis Construction will have a couple of different locations close by.
Though. Yeah, at the Lindis Construction booth, you can check out a lot of things. Our Velux skylights, Leaf Guard gutters, GAF windows, LP Smart Side, or Season Guard windows, or Marvin Infinity windows. And throughout the fair at different times, we will be working the Marvin Infinity booth. In fact, we're going to put a schedule. We're going to put a schedule up on our website when you can actually see the Lindis Construction people at the Infinity booth. But no, you can always stop at the Lindis Construction booth. We can come on down to the Infinity booth, check out some things, and take advantage of free installation labor on those windows. And, of course, Leaf Guard gutters.
Of course.
We'll always have that deal at the fair. That's where we started. So we'll always have free labor at the fair for Leaf Guard, no matter how busy we are. And right now we are very, very busy. But ready to take on more.
And also come and see us at the CCO Broadcast booth when we do our show.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll always have giveaway items, and we got the cool towels. I'll have some Yeti things we'll be giving away each day out there. So, yeah, we'll always have some things to give out to the listeners. We got to sit and watch us. You deserve a prize.
I see. All right. 651-989-9226. Let's go back to the phones. I think Steve has been waiting there for my sanity. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Andy. Hey, first of all, I appreciate the valuable information you give us every Saturday morning.
No problem. Thank you.
The question that I've got, poor man on a budget, I understand your feelings of composite decking over treated material.
Mm-hmm.
But I did redeck my deck with the treated.
Okay.
And, you know, it's starting to weather out a little bit, so it's got the cracking. Now, is like a product like Deck Restore any better than like the Petafin or Sikkens that I hear you talk about for actually filling in and sealing those cracks so that come springtime or this winter, you know, our good old freeze-thaw cycles. If moisture gets in there and freezes, you know, I don't want it to crack any more than what's already there.
I've never used that, have you?
I haven't either. Is it? Can you tell me what the chemical makeup of Deck Restore is?
It's almost like a really thick paint to where it will, it's got a little bit of grit to it. You can get it in some different textures.
Yeah.
Bear makes one, Cabot makes one. But it basically kind of just fills it in so yeah. that you're putting okay. actually a thicker coating
yeah.
on your deck.
Now I know. I've seen that on job sites or on decks that, you know, people that had decks that were kind of getting, you know, hard to repair.
Yeah,
and I probably would have went the better route on those situations is probably to sand and then restain. How old is the treated lumber on your deck?
I just put it on this spring.
If you just put it on this spring, I would use Penifin or Sickens.
Oh yeah.
Once you'd use this Deck Restore, you can't go back.
Okay.
You know, I would use Penifin or Sickens. So on Rick, who's been on here, a few different times. My cousin Rick Lindis, he has one of those decks, and he let it dry out, let it gray out, and then cleaned it. It's amazing when you use a brightener conditioner how fast that wood restores, which you're going to want to use a brightener conditioner, get and let it dry, and then attack it with the Penifin and Sickens or Penifin. I think the penetrating level on the Penifin for decking, and we've just had better luck with it, and especially how it installs seems to install a little bit better. So we use the Penifin, and it looks awesome, and we do that a lot. I know we talk about our composite decking all the time, and we have Zuri decks and AZEK decks going on constantly. But we do an awful lot of cedar or cedar tone treated or green treat, so there is a lot of that still goes on.
Yeah. So you'd go for the Penifin.
I would, because I don't want to use the word epoxy, but if it's what I'm thinking of, I'll look at Deck Restore between the breaks here, but it is like a thick coating.
Thick paint.
Yeah, that goes on, and it's supposed to protect it, and where wood is starting to rot it away or anything, maybe it just kind of keeps the water out so it doesn't cause it anymore. But I'm not sure.
But Steve just put this stuff on. So
yeah, I wouldn't go that route just quite yet.
Not yet. All right, speaking of decks, Carol is calling from St. Francis with a question. Thanks, Carol.
Hi, I had a question of a deck, too. We have an old cedar deck that's lasted 20 years but needs to be replaced.
Okay.
It has an overhang. It's 8 feet wide and has an overhang that kind of drips toward the edge. The edge of the deck, would you consider putting composite stuff for the facing board?
Always.
It's like 1 foot to 1.5 feet off the ground. So I imagine it's the snow that makes the front facing board rot.
Well, yeah. But, you know, with the composite decking that we use, the we call that the fascia board.
Yeah, the fascia board.
Yeah. Whatever it comes in contact with, it won't rot. And cedar should last a long time if it's – but the thing is it needs to be treated, you know, every couple of years in order to do that. But, yeah, I would definitely take a look at the composite decking for something like that. What you're going to have to worry and what a lot of people where mistakes happen with composite decking, when I see a bad composite decking, it's usually somebody doing some things on their own and they don't address the framing. It's a 20-year-old deck. It might be 2 feet on center type framing. For us, when we put a composite decking on, yes, you can go 16 inches. We do 1 foot on center framing for all of our decking for composite. It's just a better feel. Things go with it. And for what the frame costs, what those materials cost compared to the actual decking itself, it seems like a very big no-brainer. So make sure that when you get into this, you're not just talking about replacing the deck boards and the fascia. I would look at the framing part of it, too, and there's probably going to be some footings that have to be put in as well.
Right. My son already put in the new footings because
nice.
They were in the wrong place.
So, yes. So,
okay, but you would recommend, like, a cedar deck and then putting composite face?
You could mix and match that, yeah. I would have to look at the exact what type of material that you're using, but you definitely could mix and match that. And then, more importantly, get a maintenance-free rail, like a metal railing system, because over the years, I mean, if you have that composite fascia or you got the railing like you do, it's just the flat part you have to – that's the easy part to stain and refinish.
It is.
You know?
You're right.
It's the railing that always takes forever.
Actually, there isn't a railing.
Oh, yeah. It's only a foot and a half off the ground.
Yeah, it's not very high off the ground.
Perfect.
There you go.
Even better.
Okay. Thanks so much for your help. You guys are great.
Well, no problem. Carol. Thanks for calling.
It's always the you know, I love the way railings, when you stand back and look at a deck, but when you were sitting on the furniture on the deck and you got to look through the railing to see whatever beautiful view whatever house you're at has, I just anytime you can get away from having a railing, I say leave it off. So I love these decks that are built really close to the ground, because I think when you're enjoying them, it's better.
And you got great visibility there.
Exactly.
Too. The texter wanted to know, because you had mentioned the name of that those colleagues in the Brainerd area construction that to call on. I can't remember what you said. Luck?
Yeah.
Is it spelled just like it sounds?
Yep.
Okay. L-U-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Where in the Twin Cities of Texas can you purchase Sickens stain? I found it at Ace Hardware.
Yeah, it's at Ace Hardware. I know it's at my local Ace, and I know, was it the new Brighton Ace I was at recently? I thought they had Sickens there, too. I thought I saw that there. So I'm assuming most Ace Hardware's. And if you look it up online, you can go for there. We do have the text. He says, how can you talk about the deck restore if you never use it? That's why I asked what the chemical makeup was, and I told him I would look at it online. And if it's a gritty thing that goes on there, I'm guessing it is something that once you put it on, you have to continue to use it. Just same like with any type of paint. When you put an oil-based stain on, you're not stuck there. You can do some changes down the road without having to strip and do some things. So that was my thought process on there. And more often than not, the reason I haven't heard of it is because the people that are good at what they do haven't come to me and recommended I use it. So if the experts that be aren't bringing stuff like this to me, or I haven't seen this, it's usually – doesn't mean it's not a good product. I don't know, to be 100% honest. But with what the caller was saying, without me doing any research, that was my best guess. Not trying to be BS, but I did say it was my best guess.
All right.
All right.
There's somebody they're really happy they got LeafGuard gutters. It says, great show. 12 years ago got LeafGuard gutters. I'm in northwest Minneapolis. This person has a huge black walnut tree in my yard. Neighbor has large maple tree. Other neighbors, big oaks. Thanks. They don't have to be stuffed in the gutter with that debris.
No. That's what the kind of neat part about storm damage is, like I was on a job that we roofed and put gutters on 2 years ago. So you really get to see how your things last and what their customers' experiences are. You know, now you get to have a whole day you're around the customer, so you get to hear what they like, what they don't like. And when it comes to LeafGuard, I'm always hearing some pretty awesome things. Yeah. What was really neat, you know, with shingles, there's different batches and different manufacturers, and depending on what factory you're getting from on that. So there's a doom not mix thing that you have to abide by. But I installed this roof a couple of years ago, and it's same color according to the manufacturer that he wanted this year. Well, it's marketably different, where it's noticeably different, the two colors. But this time around, the new color, even though it's called the same, but it comes from two different batches of granules, and where the granules come from, you know, it can be a shade or two different. This time around, the shade is perfect match with all of his trim, everything. It's like we planned it that way. I'd like to say we did, but it's just we got lucky. It turned out awesome. The homeowner is just tickled pink.
That's great. All right, we need to take a quick break, Andy. We'll be back if you have, and I know there are callers calling in. So stay on the line. Texters, that number is 81807.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented every Saturday here in the 9 o'clock hour on CCO by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus is with me in studio, and we mentioned it a couple of times. Let's do it again. Somebody wanted to know where you, meaning Lindus, or you, are going to be at the State Fair, and when will you be there? Well, you're going to be with me at the CCO Broadcast Center, 9 o'clock, both Saturdays.
Yes, sir.
But you'll see Andy up and about all over the fairgrounds.
All over the fair. So we have a booth at the upper level of the grandstand. So you just walk up that ramp, take a right. You'll see us on your left-hand side. We'll be working the Infinity booth by Marvin throughout the week as well. So we have some pretty lofty goals on how many people we want to give estimates to this year. And that's all it is. Anybody that wants to sign up for a free, no-obligation estimate, to have us come out and look at a variety of things. that's the cool part about our company. I think that's one of the things that really separates us from the rest is when we come out, we're not just looking at one product. If you want to talk about your entire home, we can. My guys are trained and qualified enough to do that. Sometimes we have to go to the drawing board and figure some things out and do some design work, but we can help you through a lot of things. Now, our lead times to get people out to your house to take a look at things aren't the best right now because of all of the storm damage. But if you're patient and want to work with us, I assure you, not only from the initial standpoint when we go through the proposal process of showing you exactly what we can do and how we can do it, but, you know, a lot of these guys, like I'm seeing, people are just getting roofs put on. And it just roof. And I'm like, I have a lot of customers that are really taking advantage of not only some awesome financing programs that I have, but you got the money coming from the insurance. They're really taking advantage and taking this opportunity to upgrade their home and increase the value of the home. That's what we do. When we come out, we're going to look for you to make this a much more valuable home, increase the value of this asset, and most importantly, make it a much more comfortable home for you.
Enjoyable.
When your house is nice and it's aesthetically pleasing, and when we're in the neighborhoods, we're the talk of the neighborhoods. Last week on the show, you and I were talking. We got done. I went to a job that we were doing in St. Paul. So me and my brother Alex were finishing up a metal roof, and this is my type of neighborhood. I mean, you know, blue collar. The guy we're doing the work for is a Metro Transit retiree. There's the one guy I was talking to was a Northwest mechanic for years, and then worked at one of the other factories in town when things went bad with Northwest. I mean, these are blue collar working men, and they're setting up lawn chairs, watching us work. We're looking at the stuff down there, joking with us, and it's just a lot of fun. But that's the type of when we get to do that to a neighborhood, and I sat in the yard. And then this is no exaggeration. I start looking around. I just counted 9 LeafGuard customers that I could see from this house. And I know we're going to be putting on we're putting on a metal roof at the neighbor's house. I'm pretty sure we're doing an estimate for the guy up the street, too. There's, once one seems to go in one neighborhood, they like what we do. And we just tend to work in the same area all the time.
My house, that neighborhood, I think there are 4 or 5neighbors have LeafGuard gutters,
absolutely.
Too. Absolutely.
Yeah, where I'm in Stillwater today, there's a street right down from him. I've always joked that we should have connected all these gutters together from one house to the other and just dropped it down into the drain of the city street right there at the end.
651-989-9226. Andy, let's go back to the phones. Clarence is waiting there in St. Paul. Go ahead, Clarence. Thank you.
I've got a 2,000-square-foot Rambler with a valley in it, and the gutters make a 90-degree angle too then. But during the recent rainstorm we had, it rained pretty heavy. It overloaded the gutters, and I've got a brand of gutter guards on the gutters. Yeah. Is it possible the gutter guards are keeping the full flow of the gutters from handling the water?
Yeah, well, if it's not LeafGuard, for sure, and I'll explain why. We have a high-volume inside corner, or inside miter, as we call it, that's designed to handle a very high volume of water. Now, having said that, where most guys make a 90 there, we're actually 45-ing it. So we're coming out quite a bit farther than the ordinary guy. And when we design a rain management system, that's usually where we want to make our high point. So what I mean there, that's where we're going to be the highest point of the gutter. So when water comes into that valley, it's draining both ways down the gutter, not just one way. Because when you have it draining one way, that's when it leads to a lot of overflow problems. So placement of downspouts is key when it comes to inside miters. Now, having said that, on the heaviest of heaviest rains, sometimes we have to, and on the biggest of biggest roofs, sometimes we have to put a deflector even on our high-volume inside miter. What the problem with the deflector is, once you put that on, now tree debris can get stuck behind it. So it might be the one spot you have to clean out on your roof on a regular basis. Now, in my house, I have this, and I have seen my gutters overshoot on the rare occasion. But it's never been enough water where it hurts anything. It's been never been enough water where it damages anything. I was aware that this could happen, and I wanted to test it without having to put the deflector on there because I have the stingiest oak trees around my house, and they drop junk and branches and stuff year-round. And be honest with you, like this time of year, I'm on job sites from 6 a.m. to the very, till dark. So making sure my gutters are free and clear of anything is just not ever going to happen. I mean, my yard's a jungle right now. And as I've been working, I just never get home. The only time I'm home is rain days, and can't do much during rain days there.
You can't do it there either.
So I don't have those in my house, and it's never been an issue. So if you'd like us to come out and take a look at it, we gladly would. Earlier this year, we made what we called the pile of junk and gizmos. And it was...
For people put on their gutters.
Yeah. It was about 2 weeks. We kept it off to the side, and I think it was taller than I was, and it was about the size of a dumpster, and that's just two weeks worth of things that we removed from people's houses, screens, covers, tops. There's this spongy, it literally looks like a sponge. I'm like, how did anybody ever think this was going to work? I see it sold in stores still, but...
More gutter gizmos.
It's just a bunch of junk.
We're almost out of time, Andy. Let's give the deal, and certainly I'll see you next Saturday there at the Minnesota State Fair. But what are the deals now? The State Fair deals, the free installation, the labor deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Free installation on the installation of leaf guard gutters, and, of course, free installation on the Infinity window by Marvin. Like I said, tested this window this winter, 4 degrees warmer on the inside pane when it was 0 degrees outside than all of the other windows, and all of them facing south. So it's a pretty neat window. I think people are going to like it.
Where's the Linda's booth at the fairgrounds?
Upper level of the grandstand. Marvin Infinity is right there, and we're just a couple of feet away.
I'll see you out there.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.